And here's reporter Nancy Lopez on this new type of game and its designer.
Van der Caballero saw that his idea for a new kind of video game could work after he talked to his mentor, Nilo Rodas. Rodas worked on the visual effects for the original Star Trek trilogy. Caballero opened up to him about growing up in Colombia with an alcoholic father and his idea for a video game based on that.
And then Nilo looked at me and said, like, look, Vander, don't take this the wrong way, but your story has been told 1,000 times. You just have to figure out how to use the skills you have with this new medium and tell it. And at that moment, I realized that I actually can take my suffering and my hurt and transform it into something positive for others.
So Caballero quit his job at a major game developer and launched Minority Media, a company based in Montreal that's focused less on shoot-em-up games and more on offering players something a bit more meaningful, like the game Caballero recently created. It's called Papo y Yo, or Dad and Me in Spanish.
I went to the game that would have served me when I was a kid.
To understand how Papo and Yo works, let's start with Caballero's childhood. He grew up in the 80s in Bogotá, when it was a battleground for drug cartels. Caballero's family was wealthy and pretty walled off from the violence. But Caballero faced another type of threat at home.
It was really, really hard to go to sleep after 8 o'clock if my father hadn't arrived home. Because if he hadn't arrived by 8, that meant that he was drinking. It was really terrible because I was just waiting for the electric garage door to open to start figuring out what I'm going to do, what I'm going to hide.
Caballero took refuge in games, like Mario Brothers.
I remember that I spent days and nights trying to defeat Bonser, who was the evil guy. But then when I put the controller down, I came back to my reality and say that game didn't give me any clue whatsoever on how to cope with an alcoholic father.
It's the premise of Papo and Yo, where the main character, a boy named Kiko, is trying to survive a monster's destructive behavior. It's a tension that resonates with fans of the game, like Vince Osorio.
So this is one of the more, it seems, I guess, tougher puzzles here, but all right, so there's Monster, there's Kiko.
Osorio is maneuvering the game at his home near San Francisco. On the screen, Kiko runs through a colorful favela in Brazil. The monster, who's at least 5 times bigger, tumbles closely behind. Osorio is 24 and designs mobile apps. He's also a longtime gamer and wasn't sure what to expect from Papo and Yo, especially after seeing the game's opening quote. It states, "To my mother, brothers, and sisters, with whom I survived the monster in my father. Signed, Vander."
I remember just taking a step back and just saying, whoa, like, I didn't think we were going to go there. I didn't know this was that type of game or this was the material that this game was going to approach.
Osorio realized the game's actually about the changing relationship between Kiko and the monster. How Kiko sometimes needs the monster's help. Or how the mood can quickly get pretty dark. At one point, Monster lunges at Kiko, grabs him by the mouth, and ejects him across a large field.
And so he disappeared. There are the frogs. There's a palpable sense of danger in that, like, that there's a character that just turns on a dime and just completely just obliterates you when they get the chance, but doesn't kill you, which might actually be scarier. Come on, monster.
For Caballero, the game's creator, feeling that sense of danger, how he felt with his dad at times, is what he's going for in Papo and Yo. And the game's caught on. It's been a PlayStation hit, won awards, and Caballero has been blown away by letters from players worldwide thanking him for creating games like this. Caballero recalls one letter he got from a single father in the U.S.
He told us that sometimes when he was really stressed and he screamed to his kid. And then playing Papo, he realized how his kid felt. And at that point, it really touched me deeply because I thought that I would be able only to touch the victims.
It's a response that's motivating Caballero and his company to create more games based on real, lived experiences. His team's now working on a game called Silent Enemy about bullying. For The World, I'm Nancy Lopez.